Good morning, the WSGW Morning Team Show. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you, it's 6:43.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Thanks for joining on the Morning Team Show on 100.5 and 790. With Siri and Alexa and WSGW.com listening. That courtesy of Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Yeah, it's that time of the year, especially for the traditions of Christmas, that you will hear Christmas music from artists that you'll never hear at any other time of the year ever. Mitch Miller and the Gang with some Christmas traditional sing-along. Yeah, well, Mitch Miller and the Gang. And the famous 12 Days of Christmas song. Perhaps you heard yesterday, the annual, since 1984 anyway, the annual measurement, as it's called, from PNC, its Christmas Price Index, was released, where it outlines the total cost of all the items individually and then collectively from the 12 Days of Christmas song. And the index shows for 2021 that it would cost $41,206 to obtain the requisite items from each of the 12 verses, an increase from last year, although trying to compare items from last year to this year, as PNC says, it's not easy because, of course, last year was a pandemic year.
That's beyond my budget. 41 grand. Woo.
I was thinking the same thing this morning when you had one of those stories that talked about price comparisons from this year to last year. It's like, I don't know how you can fairly do that, you know, it's compared tough. To what was going on last year. But I thought I would take a closer look. And I got to say, PNC, there are some issues you might have to deal with in the way that some of these pricing items are outlined here. For example, one of the reasons for the increases, they say, is from the aviary index. You know, you got your turtle doves, you got your French hens, you got your, you know, those. And also the performance-enhanced items, because there were no performances last year. So things like the Lord of the Leaping.
True. Yeah, how do you compare that?
Yeah, you know, so you got to have an increase there. Yeah, this is, you know, I know this is heady stuff here. But it's all for fun, obviously, they do this. But I got to say, and so looking through this here, so a partridge in a pear tree is up 6%, $222 and change. They say largely because of the price increase of a tree. Okay, I didn't know that. Your two turtle doves are up 50%. Your three French hens are up 40%. And your four calling birds, for whatever reason, are the same from last year.
Oh, they're the same. All
right. So how do the turtle doves and the French hens go up, but the calling birds don't? Apparently, my guess is perhaps they're...
not much demand.
Not in demand, yeah.
Maybe not as rare answer, as finding the French hens or the turtle doves. I can understand the gold rings. That should be easy to price. I mean, come on, you know. What's the market price for golden rings? Okay. $895, by the way, for the five gold rings. Five gold rings for $895. That actually sounds like a bargain if you break it down. The six geese a-laying, for whatever reason it says, jumped in price 57%, highest price increase from a year ago. Well, you know, those geese have the expenses. The seven swans a-swimming, though, no price change.
Oh, well,
so,
all right.
Just like the calling birds, apparently there are enough swans around. Now, here's where it gets, I got to say, I mean, to me, PNC, you're going to have some splaining to do. The eight maids a-milking. Doing the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
No price increase. They say basically because there was no change in the federal minimum wage.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're paying the eight maids a milking minimum wage for that work? I got to tell you, especially when you go to the nine ladies dancing, they have no price increase either.
But
your 10 lords of leaping are up 12%.
Oh.
Yeah, but they all got all those incentive checks last year, so that's why they had more money and they don't go up this year.
I don't know. And the 11 Pipers Piping are up 7%, and your drummers are up 7%. So how do the drummers, the pipers, and the Lords Leaping all go up, yet the nine ladies dancing and the eight maids milking go up nothing?
That says a lot. Says a lot right there.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You've got some explaining to do, I think, you know? I tell you, now that's not, I'm just going under assumptions here when it says 10 lords leaping. I'm doing the assumption that perhaps it's an all-male review. I don't know that. I mean, you know.
It could be, yeah.
Could be some women in the pipers, could be some women in the drummers. I understand that. But definitely for the eight maids and for the nine ladies dancing, we'll assume it's all of the female persuasion and they go up nothing.
What kind of leaping are they doing, by the way?
Well, you know, it doesn't say.
It's like
it just
a synchronized leaping, or are they just jumping around? Like ballet, maybe?
That's a good point, you know. I mean, and how high?
Yeah.
I mean,
right,
how much athleticism is actually involved here? I mean, I could get a couple of inches off the ground and call it, that's my leap.
It never made sense to me in that song. I was like, what kind of leaping are they doing?
Because I get the drumming, I get the piping. I mean, that's understood.
Sure,
I think,
right.
You know,
right.
But still.
Maybe
I just,
they belong to some kind of music union or something. Maybe that's why.
Well, that could be.
Musicians union.
Well, I tell you, the ag industry has got to get behind the eight maids and milking.
Well, yeah,
and there's
right.
no question here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
true.
And by the way, why are they still milking? There are machines that do that now. I mean, I can understand that, you know.
Right.
You know, but I'm thinking, you know, nothing against the Lord's leaping, but if I have a need, I need my milk. I don't need to see a Lord leap. I need my milk.
I need your milk.
Yes. I've got a gallon in the fridge right now, and I know it's the eight maids that did it for me. They deserve more.
The amount of milk you go through, you got to buy a cow.
Yeah, well. And if that's the case, I'm going to get one of these eight maids because it's going to cost me nothing more than last year. In fact, it says here it's the cheapest price on the whole list. Eight maids milking, $58.
Wow.
$58 for eight maids.
That's a buy.
I'm just saying, folks, they need someone's got to lobby for them. where's a national organization of women here? Somebody's got to speak up. Anyway, it's all in good fun. I don't know if PNC will catch any flag for it. Nobody probably went this in depth as we are here on the morning.
Probably
team.
Not.
probably not, yes.
I'd like to know who goes out and buys French hens. I don't know. Maybe people do. I not on the top of my list.
Well, you know, I guess I'd have to go over to France, perhaps. You know, is it a menu item? Are they for entertainment purposes, or are they serving these up in restaurants?
Right.
You know, that could affect the price.
Yeah, it could be delicacy.
You know, could be. Mm. Could very well be.
Could be. Yeah.
So there you go, folks. Your 12 days of Christmas, and it's going to cost you more this year.
Right.
But not for the eight maids of Elkin.
See, Charlie, that's why I tend to enjoy the Bob and Doug McKenzie 12 Days of Christmas. I like their products a lot more, their gifts ideas, which are golden toques and French toasts and a beer in a tree. See, that's what I like about theirs.
And much more affordable.
And a lot more affordable.
For the average person.